You said something about war. At the moment, the Turkish and the Kurdish are fighting against each other after American President Donald Trump decided to pull out his American troopers. Does this conflict also affect your organization in some way?
We see that a lot of Kurdish people are very they have a lot of worries now. They are very stressed about this, and we see on Facebook, for example, that they post a lot of messages. So it keeps the people very busy. They already have a lot of stress and things to deal with in Belgium, but now a lot of families of them are still in Syria. Yeah. And they're afraid.
Yeah, Wannes, do you want to add something?
Well, a lot of people in Syria moved to the northern part of Syria because of the violence by the Assad troops and ICE, etc. And now the Turkish invaded that northern part of Syria. So there is a lot of problems for those people. They don't know where to go to.
Yeah.
And for them, it was a safe space. And now the families that are here are very worried about their situation. And it's very difficult to have a real view on what the conflict is, because there are many parties involved.
Yeah.
And it has an effect on those on the people here. And, you know, we have in Belgium a huge Turkish population. We have the Kurds, we have Syrian people. It's really a complex matter. And for us, we try to stay a little bit neutral in there, because otherwise you cannot choose part for one. You cannot choose side for one or another.
No, I understand.